ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 9th कंटो चैप्टर 2 द डायनेस्टीज ऑफ द सन्स ऑफ मनु। विच मनु? वैवस्वत मनु, द 7th मनु। देर 14 मनुस, द 7th मनु इज वैवस्वत मनु हुज रूलिंग इज नाउ इज कंटिन्यूइंग ऑल्सो। One Manu rules about 71 Yuga cycles, Chatur Yugas. So now the Swayambhu Manu is also the present ruler of, and it is his 28th Yuga cycle is continuing. Because Vaivasvata Manu is a pure devotee. In his previous life, he was Maharaj Satyavrata, for whom the fish incarnation, Krishna incarnated as a fish. And in next life, he become Sadha. Another name of Vaivasvata Manu is also Sadha Dev. So anyhow, so Vaivasvata Manu, his ruling is now, it is continuing now also. The 28th Yuga cycle is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explain in Chaitanya Charitamrita to Sanatana Goswami, Vaivasvata Namai Saptama Manantara Sataisa Chatur Yuga Taharantara Athaisa Chatur Yuga Dwapara Rasese Dhamera Sahita Haye Krishnera Prakase. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, now the ruling of 7th Manu, Vaivasvata Manu is continuing, and when their 27th Yuga cycle completed, then 28th Yuga cycle started in Vaivasvata Manu's ruling. Then the end of Dwapara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna himself, descends to this earthly planet. So he is a very fortunate Manu. Among all the Manus, Vaivasvata Manu is very fortunate. Even Krishna told in Gita in 4th chapter, Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, इमं विवस्वते योगं प्रोक्तवान् अहम् अव्ययम् विवस्वाने मानव प्राहो मनु इच्छा को अब्रवीत। कृष्ण टोल्ड ओ अर्जुन, आई स्पोक दिस भगवद गीता मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स एगो टू सनगढ़ विवस्वान। सनगढ़ विवस्वान वाज द विवस्वान सन इज वैवस्वत मनु। द सनगढ़ विवस्वान एंड ही सन इज Vaivasvata Manu. So in this way, this Vaivasvata Manu is very fortunate. He is one of the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. Okay, today is from text 25 to 28. Purport is only on 28, so I may read myself for 25, 26 and 27. The verse and translation. verse 25. Bibimsate sutorambha khani netro asya dharmikah karandha mo maharajo tasyasit atmajo nipah. The son of Bibimsati was Rambha, whose son was the great and religious king Khaninetra, O king. The son of Khaninetra was king Karandhama. Tasya vikhit sutoho yasya marutta chakravarti abhut sambartoho ayajayat yambai mahayogi angiraha sutaha. From Karandhama came a son named Abhikhit, and from Abhikhit a son named Maruta, who was the emperor. The great mystic Sambarta, the son of Angira, engaged Maruta in performing a sacrifice, a jagya. Text 27. Marutasya yatha yagyo na tatha anyo asti kaschana sarvam hiranmayam tu asit yat kinchit chasya sobhanam. The sacrificial paraphernalia of King Maruta was extremely beautiful, for everything was made of gold. Indeed, no other sacrifice could compare to his. Text 28. Amadya Indra Somena Dakshinabhin Dijataya Maruta Paribhastaro Vishwedevaha Sabhasadaha Amadyat Indra Somena Dakshinabhir Dijataya Maruta Paribhastaro Vishwe Devaha Sabhasadaha. Word meaning: Amadyat became intoxicated. Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Indra. Somena, by drinking the intoxicant somarasa. Dakshinabhi, by receiving sufficient contributions. Dijataya, the Brahmanical group. Maruta, the heirs. Paribhastaro, offering the foodstuffs. Vishwedevaha, universal demigods. Sabhasadaha, members of the assembly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: in that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somarasa. The Brahmanas received ample contributions and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who control the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishwadevas were members of the assembly. Purport: because of the jagya performed by Maruta, everyone was pleased, especially the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as priests, and Kshatriyas are interested in drinking. all of them, therefore we are satisfied with their different engagements. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesah Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisai Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Amadyat Indra Somena Dakshinabhir Dijatayah Marutah Paribestara Vishwedeva Sabhasadah In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somarasa. The brahmanas received ample contributions and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who control the winds of our foodstuffs and the Vishwadevas were members of the assembly. So this great sacrifice was performed by whom? By Emperor Maruta. He was a descendant of Manu dynasty and he, among all other sons of Manus or in that ancestry, he became a world emperor. He became emperor of the entire planet. So the one disciple of Angira Muni, he engaged him in a huge sacrifice for the pleasure of Vishnu, all the sacrifices for the pleasure of Vishnu. Because in a fifth chapter Bhagavad Gita, the concluding verse is telling, Bhuktarang Jagyatapasa Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Srihidam Sarva Bhutanam Gyantvaman Sankiruchyati. Krishna declared that he is the ultimate enjoyer of all the sacrifices. Bhukta jagya tapasya, any sacrifice, any type of austerities we are performing, everything only for the pleasure of Krishna. And he is the Sarvaloka Maheshwara, he is the ultimate controller of all other controllers. There are so many controllers, but Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the Maheshwara. There are so many other Ishwaras. He is Parameshwara, or even he is a Ishwar of all, he is controller of all controllers. And person who understands this truth, that Krishna, by satisfying Krishna, one can become very peaceful and can achieve happiness. Unless we satisfy Krishna, we cannot become happy. Jasmin tushte jagat tushta. Krishna satisfied, then everyone will ultimately get satisfied. Because he is residing in everyone's heart as super soul. He is everywhere. So generally Krishna eats in the mouth of in two ways. One way by offering in a fire, offering a sacrifice, the ghee or anything, we are offering in where? On face of Agnidev or fire. And another way Krishna eats in the mouth of Brahmana or Vaishnavas. Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. If someone is not Brahmana, he cannot be Vaishnava. If someone becomes a Vaishnava, he automatically a Brahmana. And previous verses mentioned that whether someone is a Brahmana or someone is a Kshatriya or is a Vaishya or Sudra, that is just one can see this by his qualities, not by simply by birth. As a quoting Prabhupada quoted in his purport, Yashaya Lakshanam Proktam Pumsa Varna Bhivanjakam Yad Anyatrapi Drishyata Tat Tenaiva Vinirdishet. If the qualities of one group are found in men of another, those men should be recognized by their qualities, by their symptoms, and not by caste or the family in which they were born. Birth is not at all important. It is one's qualities that are stressed in all Vedic literatures. So, in Varnashrama Dharma, just Krishna is also telling, Chaturvarna maya susta guna karma vibhagas, according to qualities and his activities. One can know who is he. He is a Brahmana or Khatriya or Vaishya or Sudra, not by simply taking birth in a family. It cannot be proved like that. It is by his quality and his activities. So in this special sacrifice performed by King Maruta, so there are even demigod, the king of demigod was present. Who? Indra was personally present there. And King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somarasa. So, Rupa was writing specifically the Kshatriyas. They like what? Drinking. Not like the ordinary liquors. No, they drink somarasa. Somarasa is like the nectar, heavenly nectar. Like Balaram also used to drink what? Baruni. That's why Jamuna thought this Balaram was now a drunkard. He drank so much liquid and Baruni. So Jamuna was thinking when Balaram calling, he goes, come here. Jamuna was agitated. Well, Balaram forced her to come. So generally the Kshatriya kings, they like to drink. Any of you are Kshatriya here? Kshatriya, because Prabhupada is writing that it is only Kshatriyas, they like to drink. Kshatriyas are interested in drinking. But if someone is devotee, he may not drink. He may follow the regulative principles. No intoxication. Not all kings, there are so many kings also Kshatriyas, like Maharaj Ambarish, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit. Those are Rajarshis, the great devotees of Lord. They also avoid drinking. We cannot imitate. Balaram, or you cannot imitate like he is a supreme personality of Godhead. You cannot imitate Indra also. You cannot imitate him. So we are not getting somarasa, the heavenly nectar. We are getting some ordinary liquors. So Kshatriya, because their arrangement under sacrifice, there's the arrangement, the food was arranged in such a way, the every sect of the community or in the society, they get satisfied. For Kshatriyas, they were emperor somarasas. So seeing somarasa, Indra started drinking so much. Indra become intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somarasa. Indra has for his pleasure there so many heavenly denizens also for dancing and for the pleasure of Indra. So he is king of heaven. He is not ordinary person. So we cannot imitate him. And the Brahmanas, they received ample contribution, and they are also very pleased in that sacrifice. Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as a priest. Chanaka Pandit says, if you want to please a Brahmana, how can you please a Brahmana? Brahmana bhojana priya. Brahmana wants to eat nicely. If you feed very nice prasadam to Brahmana, Brahmana become pleased and ask and I give you blessing. One time Durvasa visited Barsana in Dwadashi day, and he saw Radharani, a small girl, daughter of Vrishabhanu, about 5 years old. Radharani, that time she was just playing with other girls. Durvasa saw and seeing Durvasa, all the friends of Radharani, they ran away, having big bird and it ran away. So, but Radharani was sitting. Durvasa came and just look at Radharani's beauty. Durvasa thought, I went in the heavenly planet, I saw the wife of Indra, Sachi. Even I saw Brahma's wife Savitri and Saraswati, and I saw the wife of Lord Shiva, Uma. Even I saw Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. But this girl's beauty is incomparable, is not comparable to any one of those. So he was thinking, who is this particular girl? Just he come in trance and then she is Golakeshwari, the eternal consort of Krishna. So anyhow, but he came Dwadashi day to break his fasting. He told, in his mind, pay her obeisances, Durvasa. But externally, he told, oh Lali, oh little girl, I came to your home to break my Ekadashi fasting. Today, Dwadashi, can you feed me some kheer? I need some kheer to break my fasting. So Radharani immediately ran to her house, told her mother, Kirtida, mother, please give me all the ingredients to bake sweet rice. I want to feed this Brahmana, Durvasa, you want prasad. So bring. She made sweet rice in her own hand, though she was only 5 years old. In a new earthen pot, then he put milk, milk was boiled, then he put rice, all the other ingredients, dry fruits. Sweet rice were prepared, then Radharani offered to Krishna, then bring to Durvasa. And when Durvasa tasted the sweet rice, his whole body was trembling in ecstasy. Forcefully, the names of Krishna was just come out from his mouth. Krishna, Krishna, you are shouting. Tears started flowing from his eyes out of ecstasy. He told, I never eat such sweet rice anywhere. Oh Lali, you gave me such tasty sweet rice, now I am blessing you. Whatever you may cook, it will be more tasty than nectar. It will be nectarian. It not only that, anyone eats your cooking, no disease, and he will be free from all types of disease. Even old age, nothing will happen. He will be always remain young. He will be free from all disease. He will never become old. So that's why when this message spread in all over the Brajamandal, then everyone likes Krishna. To all Durvasa's boon is on this Radha. So every day she must cook for Krishna. Wherever she may be, in his father's house or in his father-in-law's house, she must come every day and cook for Krishna. Brahmana become very pleased if you feed them very nicely. Some sweet rice, sweets. Generally Brahmanas eat more sweets. They like. So if you feed them and give some charity, Brahmana never refuse to take dakshina. If you give him some dakshina, some charity, Brahmana will never refuse. He will give more. Prabhupada never refused to take any donation. If someone gave donation, the Prabhupada used to say, give more. Everything belongs to Krishna, because a Brahmana knows how to utilize it for Krishna service. A Sudra cannot utilize it. Even a Vaishya cannot utilize the Lakshmi in service of Narayana. But a Brahmana knows. That's why the six activities of Brahmana: Jajana, Jajana, Pathana, Pathana, Dana, Pratigraha. Jajana, Jajana. Brahmana performs sacrifice, and he also teaches others how to perform sacrifice. For this age of Kali, what is the sacrifice? Jagya, Sankirtana, Prayer, Jajantihi, Sumedhasa. The most intelligent persons in this age of Kali, they perform the Sankirtana Jagya. He must be expert. A Brahmana in this age must be expert in performing Sankirtana Jagya. That is a test. He is a Brahmana. Brahmana means he must know how very nicely perform Sankirtana. Chanting holy name, chanting, dancing. He must be expert in Sankirtana. So Jajana, Jajana. Brahmana must do Jagya and also teaches others how to do sacrifice. Jajana, Jajana, Pathana, Pathana. A Brahmana engaged himself in reading Vedic literatures. He don't gossip. Whenever time he engaged in reading Vedic literatures. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and others. And then engaged in reading books by the acharyas, by Prabhupada. You can engage in reading books. And Pathana, then Pathana. Pathana, Pathana. He reads and also teaches others. So this is Brahmana. And finally told, what is another quality of Brahmana? Dana Pratigraha. Brahmana accepts charity. Whatever you give, he will ask, give more. You cannot satisfy Brahmana by giving charity. But still, if you give good quantity is more, like here, King Maruta, he gave such a large quantity of charity, Brahmana was satisfied. It mentioned. If Prabhupada, someone gave something to Prabhupada, he never refused, not give more, everything belongs to Krishna. You don't know how to utilize it for Krishna service. But a pure devotee, a Brahmana or Vaishnava, he knows how to utilize it in Krishna service. So charity only we have to give to a Brahmana or a Vaishnava, not to everyone. A Sudra is not qualified to take charity. Even a Vaishya is not qualified to take charity. If you give, a Vaishya gets some Lakshmi, what he'll do? He'll put in bank. This is quality of Vaishya. He stock it. That's why he get Lakshmi, then he stock it. A king or Kshatriya, he needs some charity. He keep Lakshmi for maintaining the kingdom, military and so many things. But a Vaishya also wants to stock it. But what did the Brahmana will do? Will give charity to Brahmana? He will not stock it. He immediately utilizes in Krishna service. That's why Dana Pratigraha, he give it to in service of Krishna. He distributed it to everywhere. He not keep it in stock. If someone is keeping in stock, making bank balance, then he is not a Brahmana. Brahmana never stock anything. He never thinks immediately whatever he got, he never refused for taking charity. But whenever someone gave him charity, he immediately used that charity in service of Krishna. He planned how to utilize it in service of Krishna. He never used Lakshmi for his own sense gratification. But a Shudra, if you give Lakshmi, he will misuse it. He will misuse it, he will drink it like a, he will drink liquors, smoke bidis, he will smoke or drink and ganja, all these things. A Shudra is not qualified to take charity, neither a Vaishya. Maybe Vaishya take, but Vaishya also keep it stuck. So in Shastra it is mentioned that only a Brahmana or a Vaishnava are qualified to take charity, not others. Don't give charity to others. So here King Maruta, he gave ample contributions to the Brahmanas. Brahmanas were qualified to take charity. You feed a Brahmana, then after feeding you have to give some charity. Give some charity. Then please him. Even we saw in modern days, even in Srila Prabhupada's father, who? Gaur Mahande. What he was doing? Every day he was, after closing his cloth shop, he was a cloth merchant, stopping his money, after closing his shop, then he, every day he used to take 10-15 sadhus, having saffron cloth and to his home, every day. And he feed them. After feeding those sadhus, then he eat in end. Rajini Devi, the Prabhupada's mother, she knows that in their family there are only 4-5 people for eating. His parents, but every day she has to cook for 20-25 people, because he knows that this Gaur Mahande will come to home not alone. He will bring at least every day 10-15 peoples, and he feed them. After they taking bread, they give some dakshina, then he ask, how I come here? Pay obeisances to everyone. That's why Prabhupada told him, when he became young in college student, then he told his friend Naren, I have seen so many sadhus, brahmani in my house. These people say nothing, no other business, just move here, there, to get food and dakshina. But somehow or other, Naren just forcefully drag Abhay to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anyhow, so that's why Gaur Mahande was every day he was feeding prasadam to the Vaishnavas. Then he call his son, Abhay, pay obeisances to everyone. Then he prayed to the Vaishnavas. Please bless my son. He may become a pure devotee of Radharani. He may become a pure devotee of Radharani. And he may preach Bhagavatam in all over the world. But now, even we invite people to our home for prasad, even we are devotees, we feed them, maybe give some, they can, then you are, oh, bless my child, he may become an IIT topper. But look, what is how Gaur Mahande was telling to sadhus, please bless my son. He may become a pure devotee of Radharani. So that's why a Brahmana is only qualified to have charity. We can give charity, but only to Brahman. Brahman is for that. Not to Shudra, not to Vaishya, not to even Kshatriyas. Maybe sometimes Kshatriya not take charity. Kshatriya not ask you, he will not beg you for giving. No, he will snatch from you. I am the king, you have to give me tax. Forcefully. A Kshatriya will never beg you, oh, please give me something. No. He will forcefully draw from you, take you. So Chanak Pandi told, if you want to please a Brahmana, then you have to give him, feed him nicely and give some charity, some money. Then he will bless you. If you want to please a Kshatriya, how can you please a Kshatriya? By giving respect If a Kshatriya, you go to Kshatriya king, you must give him respect. You must give some gift to him, give a garland, pay him obeisances, he will be very happy. What can I help you? If you not pay respect to a Kshatriya, if you not pay obeisances, not give him respect, then he will become very angry. Who is this guy? So, a Kshatriya, you have to pay him obeisances. Give him respect. Give him some garland. A Kshatriya never ask you from charity. No, even if give him, no. Give it somewhere else. Give to the Brahmanas. Kshatriya, he wants, that's why Krishna told, Dana Ishwara Bhavascha Khyatran Karma Subhavacham. A Kshatriya, he will give charity to everyone. Whatever he may, he give charity. And Ishwara Bhava, he thinks, I am the controller. I will give charity to everyone. I will maintain everyone. He don't think that I have to maintain by someone. No. Kshatriya has that Ishwara Bhava. That's why this is a, here is Kshatriya was, who was in Jagya, who is the example was given by Kshatriya? Indra. Indra was a Kshatriya. Indra not ask for, give me charity, give me some, no. He saw there is some nice somaras, so he drank profusely, and he became intoxicated. So Kshatriyas, this is allowed for Kshatriyas. Sometimes Kshatriya kings, in some festivals, they drank somarasa, and Kshatriyas are also allowed to have more than one wife. Shastra, a Kshatriya can keep many queens. It is not allowed for a Brahman. Brahman is not allowed. Brahman is to be. Other, no, Kshatriya can maintain them. So that's why Kshatriya can keep. A Kshatriya king can keep more wives. In history we see in Puranas, all the kings, they have many, many, many wives. They can keep. Even in Pandavas, they have one wife, Draupadi, for everyone, but still they have other wives, their personal. So, that's why here is a example is given, the, when this Emperor Maruta, he performed the sacred and the sacrifice, then there was many Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So, especially Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as priest. So Brahmanas, you have to feed them, then give some dakshina. Then Brahmana would please, generally people give them also, what, cows in charity. After feeding them, give some cows, some other things. So they give the Brahmanas. Brahmana become happy, but Brahmana never keep it in stock. Whatever he got, he utilize in Krishna service. But he not put in stock, he not put in bank balance, or he not keep like that. If he is stuck, making it stuck, then he is not a Brahmana. He is a Vaishya. He is a Vaishya. So that's why charity, even Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, there are three types of charity. And charity in a mood of ignorance, charity in a mood of good and passion, and charity in a mood of goodness. Charity in a mood of ignorance. When you give charity to a Sudra, someone is a drunkard and he is thinking, I have to go so many, about 10 kilometers to buy the liquor bottle. So if someone is opening in my village a liquor shop, told, you are doing a very nice job, so take some donation from me. If someone giving someone donation for opening a liquor shop, then there is the charity in mood of ignorance. By doing that type of charity, he has to go to hell. Even if we are doing sometime charity, going to a holy place like Haridwar or somewhere, after taking bath, then there are many beggars sitting in line. Then give charity, give some money every pot. Then when this, what the beggar will do this money? You see how much? Then he buy tea, drink tea. Then he smoke. He go get more, then he go to liquor shop. Like that, you misuse the everything. So charity is not recommended for such places, to such peoples. They will misuse your money, so you have to also suffer for that. Shastra told, if you give whatever charity you are giving, to whom, how that person utilize the charity, you are also responsible for that. If he misuse the charity, then you have also suffer for that, the consequences for your charity. 1/12th of his sinful reactions, you have to suffer. So charity is not recommended in that way. Even there is some passion, mood of passion, you can give charity. Then you have something you are planning to get in return. I may giving now, I will get more in return after. Suppose there are two friends. One friend's daughter marriage there, so other friend thinking, I may give him 5 lakh rupees now. After 5 years, my daughter also will be marriageable age, so I may get from him 10 lakh. Because I gave 5, he calculated the interest, everything. So this type of exchange, a charity so-called, this is mood of passion, you know, you will not get any result for the out of this. But if you give charity to a place where the construction of temple is going on, to a deity donation box for the service of the Supreme Lord, or to give donation to a Brahman and Vaishnava who will take that money and use for the Krishna service, then that is the proper way how to give charity. It's a mood of goodness. Without having any motive to getting something in return. He just selflessly giving this money for the Lord's service. So that's why here King Maruta, he gave the charity to the Brahmanas. He gave some contributions to Brahmanas. So they're receiving contributions, the priests are become very happy. Sometimes there is also in that assembly there are Kshatriyas like Indra. He become very happy by getting so much somarasa for drinking. So in this way, here some hints is given how you satisfy the different peoples. How do you can satisfy a Kshatriya? How can you satisfy a Brahmana? There is not example not is given for Vaishyas Sudras, but there is also the other demigods were present, they all were happy. Even in the sacrifice performed by the Pandavas after the Mahabharata war, there was a Rasuya Yajna. And Lord Krishna, he put his counsel. What is the name of counsel of Krishna? Panchajanya. He putting there, then told Maharaj Yudhishthir, if your sacrifice is successful, if the Lord Vishnu is satisfied, then immediately after your sacrifice, the cones will be blow automatically. It will blow, make sound. So the sacrifice was completed, Maharaj Yudhishthir sacrifice, but the cones were not, is not making sound. So thinking, what happened? They asked Krishna, why this conch is not blowing? Everyone satisfied, we paid so much, so Brahmana, Vaishnavas who gave so much charity, everything. But what is wrong? Krishna told, there is one Vaishnava. He could not recognize him. He was a very great devotee of mine, Balmika. Though he was born in a family of a dog eater, but he is a better devotee than so-called Brahmanas in society. He is a very high class devotee. And he could not recognize him, you did not feed him. He came and he was just collecting the remnants from the garbage, just eating. You did not feed him prasadam. Call him and feed him. When he is satisfied, I am satisfied. So not only Brahmana you feed a Brahmana, but you have to feed a Vaishnava also. Maybe Vaishnava is born some other family. So this son, this he was invited, Balmika came. When they told Krishna is calling, then he came. Then Draupadi personally cooked for that person. Cooked, then they offered prasadam. Different items, about 56 items, many items. When they offered to Krishna, then they put in front of him the prasadam plate. What he did? He mixed up everything. All the items, rice, dal, sabji, sweets, everything, paneer, everything, he make together, khichdi. Then started eating. Draupadi was looking, he told, really this guy is a Sudra. Why I made so much labor to cooking so many items? I should make just simply offer him some khichdi, that's okay. So even this Valmiki was finished eating, but still the conch was not making sound, not blowing. Then they are thinking, what happened? Krishna told, you must have committed some offense in feet of this Valmiki. You may be thinking something wrong about him. Who is that? And Draupadi immediately disclosed, yes, in mind I was thinking like this. So Krishna called the Valmiki again. Told, why you mix up all the things and just started eating? Why not test everything little, different test is there. He told, no, I am not eating for satisfying my tongue. I am considering everything as what? Mahaprasad. I took this prasad thinking as the remnants of Krishna. The Mahaprasad, that's why I am eating. So I will feel tech, then I think, oh, this item is bad, this is good, and like this I make distinction in the Mahaprasad. Generally, if you put Mahaprasad plate in front of you, what you will do? I like Rasagulla, I like pakoda, I like that. He told, I don't want to commit offense to Mahaprasad. I don't want to see Mahaprasad in different kind. So I make together, eat. So anyhow, so prasadam we must feed to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and give some charity. After feeding, and give some charity. So in this way, Brahmana, we can satisfy a Brahmana and a Kshatriya by giving him respect. And also, if possible, he has Indra drunk so much, somarasa. But a Vaishnava, generally they don't, even if he is a king, many kings, they don't take liquor. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Some of them, like Indra, those are sakama bhaktas, having material desires. They may take. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? This verse has nothing to say more. Yes. Because you are not chanting pure name purely. You chanting, but not, it is not pure. Come to the platform of chanting purely. Of course, there are some people, even Rishikesh, and they have like big pendal programs, Prabhupada, in Rishikesh. And in end of, Prabhupada gave a nice lecture, then in the end of lecture, one old lady asked, Swamiji, what you are doing for Daridra Narayan? You have such a huge organization, world organization, but what you are doing for Daridra Narayan? So Prabhupada first rejected his statement. Narayan is not Daridra. Narayan is the husband of goddess of fortune. How can you can tell Daridra Narayan? Narayan is not Daridra. So in this way, there's so many people, they will complain, they will tell. But if we are not chanting purely, we cannot influence others. If you chant purely, a pure devotee can influence anyone. Prabhupada can influence anyone. A Narada Muni can influence anyone. He can make a Murgari as a devotee. Dasyu Ratnakara is Valmiki. We don't have that potency because we are not chanting purely. We are not in that stage. Nama binuar kichuta nahi chauda bhuvana majhe. In this 14th world there is nothing more precious than holy name of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. If you chant purely, then you can attract everyone. They will be automatically attracted. Nothing is more attractive than Krishna. Krishna is, what is the meaning of the word Krishna? All attractive. So Krishna is all attractive and his holy name is non different from Krishna. So chant Krishna purely, Krishna's name, everyone will be attracted. Right? Okay. So any other question? Krishna is not belongs to Vaishya family, he is also Kshatriya. Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam. His son of Vasudev. Vasudev is not Vaishya.
He is a Kshatriya.
Yes, Vasudev is Jadu dynasty. Vasudev is not. Vasudeva chanting Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandan Krishna Bande Jagadguru. So Krishna is, in a material sense, you may argue like that, but ultimately Krishna is the source of everything. Yes. Brahmanas can chew betel nut. No, if spiritual master told not to chew, you cannot chew. Disobey the orders of spiritual master. If you are smart Brahmana, so-called Brahmana, but if you are initiated Brahmana, you are initiated by spiritual master, you have to follow the instructions of spiritual master. There was a disciple of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Because Gopala Bhatta Goswami told him not to chew pan, but he was still chewing, he is not following. He was, I am Brahmana, I am Prajavasi Brahmana. Then he rejected him. Gopala Bhatta Goswami rejected him. You are no more my disciple. Because Prabhupada told no butter, no betel nuts, so we have to follow the instruction of spiritual master. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhupada.